Yo, it's your boy Radar. Just wanted to preface this upcoming episode and let you all know that we are having some audio issues. We mentioned it in the podcast, but we attempted to buy these like Bluetooth lapel mics, and admittedly the audio quality on those mics isn't great. We tried to switch it up, try to own the means of production, and create a solution for creating episodes faster, but I don't think it worked out. So back to the drawing board with that one. But yeah, thanks for listening. We understand if you don't want to listen to this episode, but we recorded an entire episode and I didn't want to just like waste it and throw it in the archives. So yeah, new episodes on the way. We love you.
Hello, hello, hello. It's been a long ass time, hasn't it?
Indeed.
And here we are back at it again at the, god damn, I don't even know what episode this is.
41, technically.
41?
Yeah.
Damn.
Big phone line.
Oh, god.
It's been a long time coming.
It sure has, bro.
We've been starving.
Bro, we filmed that episode over a year ago.
Well, episode 40?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a minute. Hasn't it been like 2 years?
Oh, nah, I just looked at it. It literally said a year ago.
I'm about to look on Spotify when we drop the episode.
I gotta find the exact date.
Which reminds me, this is the Heron Brothers podcast.
Hello.
The greatest podcast, the greatest hentai podcast in the world. The only hentai podcast in the world that really matters, if we've been for real, for real.
Yeah, it's facts. Now you're speaking nothing but facts.
Indubitably.
The only one that matters.
Look, episode 40 was dropped in 2021.
2021?
Nigga, it's almost been 3 years since we blessed the streets with another rendition, another iteration of the, vivacious Heron Brothers podcast.
Yo, how long was the line at the supermarket? Like,
oh, yeah, man.
Bro.
Nigga left to go get the milk and never came back type shit.
Never. Damn, 3 years?
Yeah, man.
Bro, we went through so much during that time. Like, I don't even feel like, I felt like, I don't want to say a kid, but like a super young adult doing Heron Bros. And now, like,
I know. And I think that leads us to, like, part of the reason why we took so long to, like, come back. Mm-hmm. Like, getting older, I don't know if I like, fell out of love with hentai or it was just, like, a really long spell of less than quality stuff dropping.
No, that's fact.
You know what I mean? Like, I'd hit up the website, and I'd be interested. I'd be, like, happy. I'd be like, okay, boom, I'm about to go watch something to, you know, review it. And I'm looking at the new releases, and it's not looking great.
I'm going to keep it real, bro. The tags have also made it kind of mid.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what's been up with hentai lately, but a lot of the ones I've been seeing is always, like, the hard R word, like, incest. And it's stuff I can't get jiggy with, and it's like,
or it looks terrible.
Yeah, or the quality of animation is absolutely cheeks.
Yeah,
I can't get down with that.
It's been a drought, so to speak, for quality stuff. But we're back.
Nah.
Hopefully, we can get out more episodes sooner rather than later.
Nah, facts. We took it upon ourselves to get just a couple of oh my god, those lapel mics?
Yeah, Bluetooth lapel mics.
Yeah, because... Yeah.
So now we own the means of production.
Because that's the thing, like you were saying, having to go to, like, a recording studio and pay, like, $15, $20 an hour to record episodes and put the same amount of passion and have to drive all the way to the other side of town just to get there, and then... You know, to come back and then either have to go to work or try to render these videos. It's like, bro, I need some me time on the
world. Exactly. Not to mention, we're not getting paid for any of it.
Right. You know what I mean?
Like, we're really just doing it off the muscle, off the strength of just like passion.
And the passion for y'all. We appreciate y'all who listen. The people I want to give a shout out to, real talk.
The dude in the Discord?
Yeah, yes. First of all, shout out our Discord. All right. I don't even know if I could sit here and say everybody's name.
Shout out the Discord. If you're not in the Discord, then, you know, go to any of our social media sites. In the link tree, the link to join the Discord is in there.
No,
100%. We might not be active, but I promise you, we see the messages.
Oh, definitely. You know, back and forth, always having to go to work and then check the messages and just look. It's... I love y'all. I absolutely love y'all. And to the, hold
And
on.
even just not just the people in our Discord, just like anybody that's been listening to an episode in the 3 years almost it's been since we dropped a new one. We see you, we appreciate you. The numbers are still going up, which is crazy to think. Like I look like we saw our Spotify Wrapped, and it was still people listening to like episodes from 4 years ago. We're like, damn, that's love right there, you know?
Yo, and I'm proud of that. I appreciate that we've said something interested or interesting enough to kind of keep y'all attention. And so those who listen and those who just appreciate hentai culture in general, y'all some real ones. Y'all some all-stars. Like, damn. I don't even know what to say about that other than I can't thank y'all enough.
Indeed.
You know who I want to give a shout out to just real quick off the rip? Green Lean in our
In our Discord, that nigga be on our head.
Yo, and you know what? I can't even be mad at it, cause he's part of the reason I was like, yo, I need to find a solution, cause this
Right.
bro, you know,
We
he
need to get this
reminds
shit
me
together.
of
Great Lean counting on us.
yo that dude from SpongeBob. Did you say chocolate? Chocolate.
It's like? It's like SpongeBob, like, did you finish those errands?
Did you finish those
You
errands?
finish those errands?
Errands, errands, errands. Did you finish those errands? Did you finish? That's facts.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I gotta give a shout out to him because he was like, yo, look, so y'all gonna do this or not? Like, do I gotta
Exactly.
go find another hentai podcast or
Like there's another one.
like true, but he's like, I'm trying to give y'all my money, like, or my attempt, my views, I guess. So
Yeah,
you know what?
we appreciate the support for sure.
Green Lean, Mage Knight Almighty, and you know what? Phantom Moonstar, just everybody else in the Discord. If I didn't get to name your name, I apologize. But this one's for y'all.
Yeah. Also, I want to apologize in advance because the nigga's dealing with a little sickness, a little
Oh,
sniffles.
yeah.
So if I sound off, that's why. Did we introduce ourselves?
No, I don't think we
I don't think
did.
we did. I mean, obviously, it's there with this podcast, but I'm your host, Radar.
And just in case you need a reminder, I'm your host, Martyr, and we are the Harem Bros. And this is
Indubitably.
where we indeed talk about the harem hoes.
Yep.
Today's episode is oh my God, if I can pronounce this shit
You want to
correctly.
try it? Because I usually
You
do.
always say it. It's
I'm the one that's learning Japanese, so it
I
just
feel
makes
you, but new
sense.
year, new me.
Facts.
The hentai's name is Sekebe Elf Tambuki.
Okay.
Look at that, you know, I
Okay.
got a little, yes, konnichiwa nippon, yes sir, boy, your man's got it. And in this hentai, I understand that we've already done something about elves, but elves is just timeless.
Yeah, I mean, it's made by Bunny Walker, and anytime Elf and Bunny Walker combine, you know it's gonna be heat.
It's like if they did polymerization to deliver you the best fucking thing
Yeah.
ever. You know, Bunny Walker and elves did the fusion dance, and now you have
Peak.
packed in
Oh, yeah, peak.
straight juicy hentai. This is, you want to talk about peak fiction?
Yeah.
Peak fiction, right here.
Speaking of the fusion dance, R.I.P. Akira Toriyama.
Oh,
Nigga
yeah.
just died yesterday. Well, actually, no, I'm lying.
It was a
It
couple
was a
weeks
week ago. It
ago,
was like a week ago.
but they just
But
announced it
they just
last
announced
week.
it. R.I.P. the GOAT, Akira.
Can we get a moment of silence for that?
I'll give him one.
You know what? Here, hold on.
That's good enough.
Yeah, no, I was gonna try to keep it like just for as long as he's, cause I know we're here to talk about hentai, but just real quick,
Like revitalizing the whole anime manga game. Like
bruh.
a lot of y'all favorite anime and manga wouldn't exist without him. And I can acknowledge that as a militant One Piece stan. I don't particularly love Dragon Ball, but the influence that he had on my GOAT Oda, it can't be understated.
Bro, just powering up in general and having an anime with that large of a cast of
Yeah, man.
characters.
That shit is global.
What? Like, if you've played Dragon Ball Z, Budokai Tenkaichi 3, I think there's like over 100 something characters in that game.
Oh yeah.
And it's like,
Oh, Dragon Ball Fighters. If you
dog.
watch even just one episode of Dragon Ball, you see the influence.
Man.
How Dragon Quest, because I know he had
Oh,
a
yeah.
heavy part in Dragon Quest as
Golden
well.
Sun. I believe he had influence on Golden Sun too. Those characters look just like
Yeah, man.
so
So
I
yeah, RIP that boy.
legend. But on a healthy transition, hopefully we can start dragging balls across these L's bitches' faces. All right.
Ridiculous.
Had a good transition, you know? So, starting off, did I ever say the main character's name?
Yeah, they say in the beginning his name's Kazu.
God, I always forget the main character's name. It's never really important
It's
who he
never
is. It's
important.
always important what he does.
Right.
And what he does is not go out like my man Yusuke. All right. This man, he's gaining bitches. We don't lose them. Rule
Indeed.
number one of the streets. We don't lose hoes.
Every episode, he get more bitches.
Facts. Episode one starts off with this man doing research, trying to travel on to find some strange, if you will.
Yeah.
And
The elusive, the mythical lewd elf.
Lewd elves, because you know, elves is. Elves is quick to give it up. And I'm here to take it. I want me an elven bitch. I want me a wood elf on top of my wood. Let's just keep it real.
Talk
you know
about
what I mean?
it.
I need that bird sitting on my wood like she plays for the Cardinals. And I'm talking about the baseball team. See, that's a bird on my wood.
The logo?
You
I see
what
it.
A
I peep,
bird
I
on
peep
my wood.
Game. I peep game.
Yes.
That's a bird.
And so my man Kazu was walking and just for some reason ends up on the end of a cliff. Because everything happens gray on the end of a cliff. And just like in Looney Tunes fucking fashion.
Cliffhanger.
And that's what he's called, cliffhanger.
Keep holding on. Much longer faces.
Bruh. That brother plummets, and you would think he probably plummeted to his death, because he
I thought
up,
he died.
He should have.
Yeah.
But he woke up to heaven, and heaven being in the shape of a bodacious, busty, young elf woman named Mara.
Yeah. I guess if you're going to have any qualm with this hentai, Mana does look a little young. They don't ever say an age, for obvious reasons, but yeah, if you're going to have any issue with this hentai, it would be that, her appearance being so young.
Okay, if we could sidetrack from that real quick, that is always kind of crazy. I was watching this, and in my mind, the whole time I was watching this, I was like, I'm kind of on the fence. But it's like, while I was watching it, and while they were, like, walking and doing what they were doing, I was like, well, there's nobody to compare it to.
Right.
So it's like, she looks young, but in the sense of just being young, right?
Sure.
And I mean, we'll continue and circle back to this point. This point means something here. But he meets this elf chick. And she is scantily clad like a mother nugget. But what I appreciate about the great artists at Bunny Walker is they know how to draw women anatomy, real talk. She
yeah.
just doesn't have, she you can tell she didn't have an elvish BBL, and that's what I appreciate. That shit is 100%.
She didn't get Dr. Leif Erikson gonna get a BBL.
No way. Cause see, but it's perfect because it's not like a circle. It's not like she like overly wide. Like she her
it's
hips
proportionate.
And thighs don't right.
It's
there's proportion, and her ass doesn't like do a full circle. It's like kind of like a teardrop. It's a hill. A hill. I'm pretty sure Kazu would be more than happy to climb on.
I would be happy to climb on that as well.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie to you.
Although I'm more of into the mom, but we gonna get there.
We gonna get there. Spoiler alerts. We gonna get there. So this man, Kazu, how the fuck did they get to talk about her nipples somehow? She's like, oh yeah.
Well, because he's a scientist.
Yeah, he's
they say that he's a biologist. And
Viola shit. Alright.
He's a biologist, right? And, I guess she assumed that he was just like a doctor. Right, and she asked
no
him.
Credentials. Where was his certification?
They say he's a graduate student. I don't know what level that is. Maybe he's getting a master's. Maybe he is getting a doctorate. But that aside, I guess being a biologist, you have to know anatomy.
This is true.
Right, so she asks him about her recessed nipples. Because, in her words, they're different from her sister's. And she didn't know if there was anything wrong with her. So, Kazu, being the, you know, the upstanding man of Jesus that he is.
Performed a Christian ritual.
Right. He, under the influence of God, you know, gives her a breast massage to help expose the recessed nipples. And he's like, see, it's nothing wrong. You know, they were just hiding.
Shy. They were shy. But that's okay.
Right.
We worked that out for you. Under God, right?
Right,
you know,
under
He
Jesus.
Died for your sins.
Yeah. Jesus is working through me.
Right, right. My hands are blessed.
Right. And as he's like doing the massage, it's making her excited, you know. She's getting a little tingly.
For Jesus.
Yeah, excited excited for God, right?
Right, right. He's converting her. She understands religion now, and she, you know, she's understanding Christianity.
Her. It's crazy. He's a colonizer now.
Yep.
I mean, he is Japanese. Hey, I'm not. We're gonna leave that alone.
Right,
we're gonna leave that
right.
alone. But yeah, he's doing this like breast massage, right? And it becomes like a normal thing. Like, so he's doing it a bunch. Like every once in a while for her, and eventually she's like, "Hey, I need more than this. Like you getting me riled up. You starting the car, but you're not driving nowhere. So you revving the engine, but you're not driving. So we need to do something about this. And
you got me leaking holy water. How you gonna fix this?
Right. Like, so eventually she just like whips the Cujo, and he's like, "Whoa,
I wasn't expecting this." You know, I'm a biologist. This is way more than I bargained for.
Yeah.
But
and then I guess he gets like overwhelmed. He gets a little too excited, just like, and he I don't know if he faints or he just like sort of falls down, and he's like, I need to take a break. Like, this is hot. This is it's steaming in here. It's too hot.
You know, elves ain't got no AC, you know, they live in a tree.
Right. Man. They are in a tree actually, and so she, Mena, gives him this, like, potion, right? And unbeknownst to him, or her, really, I don't think, she said it's going to give him vitality and energy.
Right, right. You know, so a monster energy drink.
Right. I'm thinking, oh, 5-hour energy, nothing crazy.
You know,
turns out,
study, you know?
Turns out the vitality and energy was really just a honey pack. It was some gas station rhino pills.
Nothing. Bruh, yeah, nah, that's crazy. Because that brother was standing tall.
Indubitably. He was at attention.
He stood erect for Jesus.
And,
but, you know.
Yeah, bitch was busting out his pants.
Yeah, so she said, yo, it's looking real lively down here. What's up with that?
She has no idea what that is, but she knows that, well, she calls it swelling. She knows that something is in his pants swelling. And she like, we need to get that out. We need to get the swelling down. So, you know, she undoes his pants. He whips the meat out.
Yeah, she gives him a handy dandy.
Nice little handy dandy. You know, and you know, at first in my mind, I'm thinking, because you know, I've stated multiple times on this podcast, hand jobs are kind of ass. Like nobody really likes a hand job, especially if it's dry.
Right.
And there was like zero lube. There's zero lube in the situation.
What are you doing, bro?
Zero lube in the situation.
You roasting the meat at this point.
Yeah, you're giving the meat carpet
sure,
burn.
You're a firebender just torching the meat with her hand, bro. You can't.
But I mean, shit, apparently it was good enough for Kazu, because shit made him bust. So.
But that bad hit the Splatoon right on her face, bro. He's an Inkling kid for some reason.
Yeah.
You know what I hate about that scene, though,
what?
In my opinion, is when that brother skeets, bruh, it's so watery and it disappears.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next scene is like it, mind you, this man came back with the milk, all right? Brother was out here producing, like, you know, a nice little, a quart of skeet, just, all right?
A
had,
quart is
had
a lot.
The measurement, the quart, right? Why does she only have like two droplets on her face in the next scene? Like one was on her hand, the other one was in her hair. And
yeah.
I'm like, where'd the rest of it go? There's no way he missed.
I'm gonna assume that, you know, she swallowed it.
Oh, all right, whatever.
Or found a way to, I don't know.
She just absorbed it.
Yeah,
that's where it is. She
yeah.
got the proactive.
She's an elf, so I mean,
oh, good point. You're right. Wood elf, you're right.
Yeah. So after the hand job, then he's like, all right, I'm ready for the real thing. They're both ready for the real thing. So they
I was gonna make a reference.
What?
Sick, that suck, but I understand he is currently canceled right now.
Are you talking about Robert?
Mr. Robert.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're good.
Not in this situation, dog. No. You right.
Anyway. Anyway. He goes for the cooch next, and you know, first time for, I don't know if it's for both of them, but when it's obviously her first time, she's never met a man before.
No.
So she's, you know, it's a lot of dialogue about new sensations and how she's never felt like this before, how she's going crazy, how the meat hit, and, you know, things of that nature.
I love in this scene, I love how he corrects her. She was like, yo, Sensei stinks. She's like, he's like, it's called a dick. I said, oh, she said, dick. Sensei's dick. I'm like, dog. She wild. I like it. I like it. She has my approval. Is she best girl?
No,
Nah, not by
not best girl at
a
all.
long shot. Not by a
But you
long
know
shot.
what she lacks in, I guess you could say, development, she makes up for in energy.
Bro, nah, because she was trying. She didn't want to stop. That's the thing about
Yeah,
it. So.
got hit with the meat one time, one time, and now she's obsessed.
Meat
So,
fanatic. That's her.
a fiend for the peen.
Feet. That needs to be on a shirt.
Fiend for the
That needs,
peen.
or at least an enamel pin. That
Yeah,
needs to
man.
be a shirt. It needs to be like a syringe, but with like a penis at the end.
Yeah. And he
Yeah.
doesn't pull out the first time either, which is
No,
wild.
which is crazy because my thing about it is I don't even know. All right, we know me, all right?
Right.
He might have had some options. I understand that,
No, he had options already.
I feel you, but there might be a dark elf around the way, and
Oh,
you
that's what
find
you
out
mean.
that you
Okay.
already procreated with these light elves. You became public op number one. Public nuisance.
Top up.
Right now, you can't get no dark elf
You
people.
know what's crazy? I this has nothing to do with anything, and I don't want to shed any light on the whole Chicago beef situation, but I seen an interview of I think it was FYBJ main or Butter or
That's
so,
stopped out.
one of them, right? And he said something. They were beefing with Vaughn, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So I think Butter called Vaughn his favorite op, and I was like,
That was butter.
that is
Yeah.
Butter. Okay,
That's
like I
crazy
said,
butter.
I'm not in the streets at all. This has nothing to do with me. I just thought it was funny, calling someone that you dislike your favorite op.
Hey, you know what? I fucking hate this dude. Hey, but he my favorite.
He's my favorite
Yeah,
op.
he my favorite. Hey, yeah. Hey, you know what? I couldn't imagine that, bro. I couldn't, like, man,
That's
all the
just funny
people
to
I
me.
hate the most, bro. You my favorite to
That's my
hate.
favorite up.
Ooh, that's funny.
That I just they you just reminded me of that.
Live long enough to become an enemy, or die soon enough to become somebody's favorite op. I don't get it.
Right. So Kazu already made his bet, you know. He laying down with the light elves. Not that we see any other race elves, but you know, just the idea. And we were talking about this earlier. The only thing that could have made this the Sensei better is if they had one dark skin girl.
One. That's all I one.
Like it would have shot up in the meat
Yo,
meter.
for real, I promise you. I promise you. Because I would have been like, yo, look, that's best girl by default.
Indeed.
I don't care. That's
Or at the
great.
very least, just give one of the girls like a dark tint, like
Right?
make the mom a little tanner.
You know, so that's what I liked about Tsukebi Elf no Mori.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, they're dark elves, but they don't look the exact same.
Exactly, different shades of dark, you know.
Like, different shades of dark, different hair colors, different eye colors, but they all fall under that dark elf banner.
Yeah.
And I was like, you could have done that with the light elves. Just give her a tan. Make her look Hispanic. I don't care, bro. Like, shit.
Make her look just
Something.
crazy.
It'd always be like the palest.
Well,
Palest.
you have to understand that's the beauty standard in Japan, like being pale skinned.
I've always wondered why. I ain't gonna lie to you. It's something about being darker that make you look thicker. I don't know what it
Why?
is.
I want to say a mixture of Eurocentric beauty standards, but also just the idea of like you have to understand before like European involvement in Asia, the idea of being white, like or being pale, probably stems from classism.
Oh, you
Just
know
like
what?
the idea of you're in the palace all day, so you don't touch the sun, so you're gonna be like pale, so you have like money, you know what I mean? As opposed to like if you're working in a rice field all day and you're a farmer, then you're gonna be tanner.
Holy
You know what I
shit,
mean?
dog. That's. Yo, ain't nobody ever broke it down like that.
That's
History lesson for
probably what it
radar.
is. Yeah.
That brother is smart. Give him the
That's
PhD.
probably what I'm thinking.
But you're, I mean, speaking nothing but facts, I mean, you're sure even Eurocentricness, all what people was wearing powdered wigs and powdered
Yeah.
faces, and them brothers looked Snow White. Oh, yeah. Right?
Yeah, that's
it. No, I'm good.
Brothers out here, Kendall. Brothers out here looking Snow White. No dwarves. They was all short back then.
But anyway. Yeah. back to the insight.
I love how you just continue beating. I love how it's more than, it's always good when it's more than one position, but it's not too many positions.
Right.
Sometimes they be trying to overload with all the positions of like one scene, and you just be like,
like, we know there's going to be more. Like, you don't have to do all of it right now.
Right, right.
But I think it was, like, a good amount of positions. I didn't count the positions, obviously. But
enough not for me to be bored. Like, where I feel like I need to fast forward.
Like, I know they did missionary. They did doggy. I don't know. Actually, no, they did. I don't know what it's called exactly, but they were, like, sitting. Like, he was sitting, and she was in his lap.
I've always wondered what that.
I don't know what that's called.
Le boat.
Like, vertical missionary?
Let's go with that.
Sure, why not? The VM. I don't got a Kama Sutra. I can't tell you exactly what it is.
I'm weak. Somebody in the comments tell us what position it is.
Yeah.
I don't feel like Googling
it. Yeah. Maybe in the video we can put a picture of the position, just like what it is.
Right.
But,
anyway.
Yeah, they do that. They finish probably like that second. I don't want to say second. They had sex for a little minute. So it might have been like third or fourth round. But after that, Mana's sister busting up the room, shooting arrows at Kazu because she think that he's taking advantage of her sister. Which, in a way, is she completely wrong?
As far as I'm concerned, he threw up his C's and she threw up her C's for consent, so I don't think he's taking
it. I mean, like, obviously they both consented, but I'm talking like, he obviously knew more in the situation.
Oh, well, I mean, so, but when does knowledge come from taking advantage? She said she wanted, she gave him an elixir. She said he wanted meat.
You know, she didn't know what the elixir did.
Oh, you know what? Damn.
Did she? Did she know
that? I thought she did, because he was like, yeah, I'm going to give you vitality.
But then again, I mean, she didn't know what it did cause.
That's true.
So, that's tough. How could she have known what it did? Like, obviously, in the second episode, we meet the mom, and she, you know, she delves into what the elixir does, but. And, like, the reason for having said elixir, but we don't see a male elf at all in the series, so.
Typically, it's because in every, like, village, they either get wiped out, and most elves are born women. Yeah, here's what gets me about these damn videos, because it's like, remember in Elves Who Can't Be No More, they were like, oh, well, originally we're all born from, like, the Tree of Life, the Tree of Mana.
Right.
Good game, by the way. And, you know, we didn't have a need for, like, sperm. Sperm is, like, a secondary, like, birthing thing for us. So, like, elves technically don't need to get, well, they do get pregnant because they get on the tree of life. But this makes me wonder, when an elf...
Like, they didn't have to worry about losing or dwindling population.
Right. Now a tree missing.
So they got to get pregnant.
Did they uproot the tree? I'm just trying to figure out where
the tree was dying.
Oh, okay. That's what it was. I was like, where'd this tree go? So now you got to get a new tree. Again, having birds on the wood. Cardinals logo. That doesn't make sense to me. Like, where are all the male elves ever in these situations? Apparently, you find out in episode 2, we're going to get there, though. Male elves have super duper low sex drives.
Hmm.
So that's why I'd be seeking out humans, though. But, you know, humans, they don't trust humans, because every time they meet humans, humans be trying to enslave people. Why do we like to enslave? That's why
We is crazy.
Oh, yeah. You're right. We is crazy. We. Yeah. That's Violent Ken. Why?
As a human?
Well, yeah. Why do those humans try to enslave people?
I ain't trying to enslave
no elf. That's too much work. You gotta feed a slave. People forget constantly that, okay, it's one thing to have a slave, right?
Right.
It's morally abhorrent, of course, right? But on top of that, you have to still take care of this person. Half y'all can barely take care of yourselves. And then you talking about having a person in bondage, bro? Nah, miss. I will let you graze and enjoy your life where you are at as long as I can clap every once in a while. I will give you the tree of life. Gave me the kiss of love. I'm sorry. But yeah, that's how I feel about it. So her sister busts in the room, busting arrows, and she had to clear it up like, hey, yo, look, he not taking advantage of me, bro. He giving me, or sis, he giving me the meats. And I've never had human meats before. It's pretty good. You definitely should try some.
Right.
Bro, she is really, and she's hard selling the dick. I'm talking about, like, this is the best advertisement for wiener I have ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
She like, bro, you really gotta try it. So they end up going to sleep, right? And Mana's like, I'm not tired. I know you're not tired. So they start fucking again. Right behind this girl, and she's awake like,
oh, oh wait, I didn't even say that the sister's name is it's like Tier.
Tanri, right?
Tieru. That's the Japanese pronunciation, but it's like teal.
Teal in English? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I think the jewels on her are that color. That makes sense.
Yeah, it's character design.
You know what? They knew what they were doing. And she just as scantily clad. I ain't gonna lie to you. She kind of fine, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I think I like the maturity of it, because she like that. She the older sister.
Right.
And
I don't know if I like her as a character, but she's cool.
Really?
Yeah, she's cool.
I like a freak who doesn't know they're a freak yet.
No, I mean, no, you're not wrong.
Right.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing better than a freak who don't know she a freak yet, and then you the one who, like, kind of brings it out of it. See, look, hold on. Side note from that, too. This is why y'all listen to this podcast. It's to talk about ahead of time and to talk about real life experiences, too, right? So, it's like we said, it's been 3 years since we uploaded the last episode, right?
Yep.
So I've been through a lot since those past 3 years. Let me tell you, a lot of those experiences, I've experienced women.
What a way to segue.
Right. Well, what a segue. You gotta loop it up first. You can't just give it to them dry.
Sure.
You gotta segue into it. And I was messing with this one girl, not even gonna lie to you. And I met her at my job, which is, I hate meeting. I met her at my job. We don't talk no more. But she was talking about, like, how she wants to try out new shit and whatnot, like using toys in the bedroom and this, that, and the fourth. And I was like, okay. She was like, well, would you like to,
facilitate?
Yeah. She was like, you're trying to assist, like, essentially handing me the lob. Now, me, I'm shy.
Right.
Especially at my job, because you don't want to blur the line from, like, professionalism and, like, a human, you know what I mean?
Harassment.
Yeah, right. Especially a job like that. Look, yeah. I don't need no cases. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to be where Cosby, Kelly, and the rest of them dudes is at. Because, look, I value my freedom. That's why I throw my C's for consent. Big C's out here. But, yeah, she gave me her number. So, we ended up messing around, like, 2 or so weeks after that event. And, oh, my God. Bro, she turned me out.
What does that mean?
Your Honor, makeup answered the question.
He can't plead the fifth.
So here I am. It's like, okay, it's like when we were watching Tekken yesterday and the dude was winning, and I'm over here like, yeah, you know, I'm giving it. I'm using toys and I'm doing all this extra stuff right now. I'm giving her head and that's groovy.
Sure.
I finish. And she like, you trying to go again? Again. What was again me?
That's all I got, both.
Right. That's all I thought I had.
I don't got no more. Yeah, we fresh out.
Like, can I get some water, please? Like this is where
fear is in there throwing meat behind it.
So it's like, because I'm not trying to fucking give details on this person. Anonymity is very important. Mm. But golly, it's like, okay, I hit once. Cool. Let me get some, you know, some water to recuperate. You know what I mean? A brother needs his electrolytes back. After meat round two, I'm not as young as I used to be, bro. I'm almost I'm 30 years chicken. Old now, bro. Right. I'm trying to make up excuses. I'm over here thinking, like, oh, it's going to be, like, you know, easy because, like, she's not that much of a freak. She's just getting into these type of things and right. whatnot. I had to get up out of there. I'm not lying to you.
She held you hostage.
Bro, she really did, bro. Oh my god. Dog. And I'm looking at it now, getting PTSD. Like, you ever make up an excuse to leave a girl house? I don't think you ever have
Never.
To do that. Yeah, because you, look, All right, what we need to understand about Radar is he is a holy man, all right? I wouldn't exactly say that, but...
I wouldn't say that either. I don't put myself in position to be like, I need to make an excuse to get the fuck out of here.
Gotta make an excuse to get the fuck up out of Dodge, but yeah, doggus.
I'd much rather tell the girl, hey, I want to go home.
It's the guilt tripping for me. Guilt tripping works on me for some reason.
Okay.
Like, it's just like, it's bad because, like, yeah, if the roles were reversed and I was trying to hold a girl hostage, I'd probably be again where Cosby, Kelly, and all the mother dudes is at. But, you know what I mean? On me, is like, I don't want to hurt your feelings. I don't want to make you feel bad or make you feel like it was trash because it wasn't. But, you know, I could be doing a lot of other things right now. I came to my senses, essentially.
Right.
After you, you know what I mean? And especially that post-nut clarity. But think about it. You know what I mean? And we already just talked about Dragon Ball Z. That post-nut clarity, but post-nut clarity times two? Mm. Then post-nut clarity times 100? Yeah, nah. It make you not even want to, like... You need a vitality potion.
I need to send this with me.
I did. I'm not going to lie to you. She had me out here looking like a hoe. I don't even talk to this girl no more, and I'm kind of glad. Only, not because it was bad, not because she's a bad person, but it's like, I can't get held hostage again. I ain't going to lie to you. That is a factual statement.
So we're at the part where they're asleep.
Right.
Right? Or technically, well, Tier is trying to sleep.
She's trying.
She's trying to sleep, right? And Kazuma and Amano are, like, I don't even know if it's a bed. They're on the sleeping cot next to...
Flat. Yeah,
they're on the little mat next to Tier. And they're getting freaky. They're getting a little frisky, right? Man is not trying to go to sleep. So she started playing with Kazumi.
Kazumi is hard. I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm Kazu, and this is Kazumi. It sounds like Kazumi. That's hard. Yes, sir. I still gotta make that. By the way, this, you remember that episode, Discipline, by the way?
Yeah.
Fun fact, I still have to make that diss record.
The Nimi?
Yeah, I still got the thumbnail for that shit that I made a while
Big
back.
Nimi.
I can't let that go to waste. That was such a good ass episode. But yeah, no, they're not trying to go to sleep. In fact, they're trying to stay wide awake. You know what? That vitality potion also has caffeine in it.
Indeed.
Brother said he finna be up all night.
That brother's booted.
Right. Now here's my question. You just comfortable with your sister getting her shit chewed up like that? Right there in the room?
I mean,
so you gonna act like you sleep? I would just left the room. I'm gonna keep it real.
And go where?
Outside, somebody, they sleep in a tree, nigga. Outside is not too much. How much insulation do you think a tree has?
Yeah, you're probably not wrong.
I would have went outside. I'm like, yo, y'all need a moment? Chew it over with Twix. Like, I'm taking a break. Because there's no way I'm laying in a room and y'all just, even if it was just strangers, I'm not gonna sit there while y'all getting y'all freak on. I'm trying to go to bed. Like, I'm going to sleep outside. I don't know. I don't even know what to expect from outside. It's just dark outside. She's gonna get kidnapped by them dark elves. You know what? Stay in the tree trunk. But it's weird because it kind of turns her on too. Cause she like, I'm embarrassed, but at the same time, yo, I wonder what my sister feeling like. So the very next day. The next morning, this happens. She's like, so y'all just thought it was a good idea to, like, get y'all freak on right next to me?
Right.
And Mana, again, selling, hard selling. Mm. I'm talking about salesman of the year.
The oop.
Yo, look, but the meat is good. It's good. Like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, it's good enough for me to do it anytime, any place, anywhere.
Mm. And if you get just to do what you want, chance, you got good meat, you know?
Right, right. If you just accepted our Lord and Savior into your vagina, like, you would understand that, too.
So, it's you know what's crazy? Like, Mana whips it out for him. She's just, like, holding, the way she's holding it. Like, hey, you were trying.
She's strapped up.
Right, like.
She got that blick on her.
Right, like, she's demonstrating his meat for him. Like,
let me show you what he's working with.
Have a look. Like, what?
But wait, there's more.
Take a peek.
She literally get, yeah. So she like, what? First, let me demonstrate. Allow me to demonstrate the skills of Shaolin. the special skills of Meat Goblin.
And that that's like the end of episode one, but it transitions right into episode two, like the exact same, like, I don't even want to say frame, but like the same situation.
I did like how they continued it. It was like, yeah, they didn't leave anything like missed out. They weren't like, oh, well, you know, on the off season or when we were making this other episode, this happened, so it starts somewhere else.
Yeah, it picked up immediately right where it left off.
And then he picked her up immediately and sent her to Liftoff. Because, yo, look, the way the standing reverse cowgirl, and she's like, her Tiryu is straight looking at it. Like, she's literally like
face to face with it.
Oh, nah, that's what it looked like. And again, Mono with the I'm talking about with the, this is almost, I know we were talking shit the other day, this is almost Jordan Pippen level of assistant.
We know with the 90s.
D-Wade.
Big trash.
D-Wade LeBron.
D-Wade LeBron, yeah.
All right, that's a better assist. I got to put a frame of that dunk that they did with LeBron's like this.
We done with the 80s.
I'm going to go to work and I'm going to make that. I promise you. It's going to be with their face on it. That dunk. I'm going to send you that frame. But yeah, no, she hits him with a lot. So she's like, you know what?
Or better, yeah, we could say Chris Paul to DeAndre Jordan or Blake Griffin. You know what I'm saying? The slam dunking a nigga ass like Blake Griffin.
We were watching slam dunk compilations last night, and Taj was showing me some of these dunks. I don't understand how these shits aren't war crimes. Somebody should have been dead. There should be a lot more. There should be some NBA drill, if you will. Because there's no, you're not about to get, the air neck is the most egregious. This man, you sat in a salon. I'm going to post a clip of the video too. You sat in the salon. You got your braids done for this game tonight. Just for somebody to jump in your face, palm the back of your head, slide his balls across your motherfucking temple, and then got dunked on and slammed on the floor on national TV. Your girl, the prostitute you got with yesterday, and your side chick all watching this game, by the
way. Shit crazy.
And they are ashamed that they gotta be associated with you. How like, they gonna like, give you
that? It doesn't even matter if the dunk didn't count or they called an offensive foul on it was Anthony Edwards. If they called an offensive foul on Anthony Edwards or anybody that was in that position. No, that was Anthony Edwards. Mm. Who you're talking about the Anthony Edwards dunk on Gabe Vincent. What's funny is Anthony Edwards had a small little beef with Jimmy Butler during that game, and so he took it out on he took it out on look how I did your man's right here. That
could have been you.
That should have been him. But Jimmy Butler would never get dunked on like that.
But
it was sad. But yeah,
aired neck. Anyway,
she's lobbing it. She's like number one fan. Leading the fan club.
No, facts.
Like, I need everyone. Hey, you've got to try this meat. Hey, all you people.
It's the ordinary penis. It's the tastiest penis of the Elvis. A boom and a boom.
Yeah.
That was such a good-ass episode. No, bro. But here's, like, it's just the fact that she's so willing. She's like, I mean, if you're not going to take it, I'll keep going, but I really think you should try this.
Yeah.
Don't miss out on this opportunity right here. Mm-hmm. I need you to try this. And so she does. And
actually, firstly, before she even tries it, she pulls it out of mana and starts throwing neck. And you initially had an issue with this, but I personally didn't have a problem with it.
What issue?
Like the fact that she was acknowledging that, like, men is like coochie juice was
still. Yeah. I don't necessarily have a problem with it. I would have a problem with it if it was like, I don't think I could tag two sisters at the same time. Just keep it real with you.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because it's like,
you know, what feature say? I don't give a fuck if there was real sisters. Shout out to Dirty Spray too.
I'm not that much of a city boy. I'm like, I'm a town boy. You know what I mean? I'm
a town boy.
I'm not a city boy. I just can't. Because it's like, then I gotta look at your mama one day on the off chance if we still that cool. And now I gotta look at your mom and be like, yo, bro, I like.
Clap both of them at the same
time. Both your daughters know what my meat tastes like. I might as well hit the trifecta. Like, you trying to get some too?
At the same damn time.
Like, yeah. But she throwing air.
Crazy man.
I can't say air neck without laughing.
She's our crazy nigga. I can't lie. She's sort of just like rejoicing on the new sensation that she's found.
This, you know, flavor. Just, I've never tasted just anything enjoying, like this.
You know, a new experience that she's never had before. And Mana pulls it out of her mouth, pops it out of her mouth, and is like, hey, you know, if he's gonna like bust, and then it has to be inside you, because it'd be a waste if it wasn't like to get you pregnant or whatever.
One thing I want to just clarify on a lot of hentais, and I understand it wouldn't be, I mean, I guess most of the stuff happens in the same day, but it's like these girls be getting filled up to the brim, to the tippity top. I'm talking about ovaries on F.
Yeah, man.
And pregnancy? I'd be like, I know some people who didn't accidentally slipped up and got a girl pregnant, like the first time. Yo, look, I need some.
Oh, you know, you just reminded me of, damn, I don't remember the exact name of the dancer that we were talking about, but I listened to one of our older episodes, and it was the episode where that dude was, the dude named Tani was trying to sleep with the mom and the daughter, and he unknowingly started the apocalypse.
Oh, yeah.
The first time that he, like, Joshin Shokan, that's what it was. Yeah. The first time that he slept with a mom without a rubber, he immediately got her pregnant, and she knew. That's what you just reminded me of.
But look how rare that is.
Yeah.
We literally had an episode where niggas was on an island of bitches, and some of them was trying to procreate.
Yeah.
We had elves, bangable girl. Let's not forget bangable girl.
All of them were trying to get pregnant.
All these girls were young and I don't birth control my ass.
Yeah, no.
All these girls was young and fertile, and this brother, no pregnancies. But now, when a
girl... Maybe it's because they're elves. Like, they're not human, technically, so maybe getting pregnant is a harder thing for them.
With the machine gun semen.
Yeah.
It can't just be like one glob. You gotta have a
full clip.
Yeah, bro. You shoot the club up, then you gotta reload, wind up the drum again.
Yeah.
You know, insert and load, cock back and bust. There you go.
Turbocharger on it.
Yeah, 100%. Devotion, best gun. I don't care. Nah, devotion's trash. Without the turbo, that's what I hate about the fucking devotion, bro. The devotion is trash without the turbocharger.
Facts.
And they don't like me enough to give me a turbocharger in Apex. Every time I play that game, I'll find infinity amount of skull piercers, no longbow. I'll have a devotion or a havoc, no turbocharger. And it's like, so you just don't like me, huh?
Yeah, it's like you find one or the other.
Right. Oh, I will find two turbochargers and not a single devotion. Plenty of times that has happened to me. And I main Rampart. I main Rampage.
All you really need is your Elo up so you can get the perks.
True. I wish they gave her a automated turbocharger, or at least like a turbocharger that did like 50% of the speed, like something. She should have the turbocharger perk. If Fuse can fucking launch 60 infinity grenades and stack them bitches, I think Rampart should get a free fucking turbocharger. That's all I'm saying.
That's not a bad idea.
It's not, but anyway.
Or maybe I don't want to get into Apex.
Right, we talk about hentai. We're the harem bros, not the Apex bros.
Big titty hentai bitches.
Right.
But yeah, and so Kazu slides into Hiryu for the first time. You know, she's rejoicing. She's like, damn, this is way different than what I do on myself. I mean, obviously, why wouldn't it be? But yeah, he's throwing hip. He's hitting her with the stroke. You know what I'm saying? The hip movement, the left-right.
The combinations, combos, the 1+2. The combo grabs.
Hitting her with all the tricks, all the moves.
Hitting her with the low, the high.
All the positions.
The middle.
And she's just rejoicing, just like, damn, I can't go back to doing it by myself because, you know, this is just too amazing.
All right, hold on. Side, I know I keep doing side notes. After the first time you had sex, did you feel that way?
No, I still wanted to be my meat.
Okay, I feel that.
Like, does it feel different? Obviously, but like,
I feel you. I've always, I still like want to masturbate afterwards. But would it? It depends if I really like that person, because I'm like, it's not.
What?
Nah, for real. Nah, hear me out. Hear me out, bro. Don't do me. Don't
okay,
Scooby
okay,
Dooby
okay.
Like
I'm gonna let you cook.
It's not necessarily like you don't want to like beat. It's just like porn don't hit no more when you think about that person on the low. You like, I want to know what that be like. I want to know what she like. You know what I mean? Versus, you know what I mean? Like, I met somebody and be like, damn, you know what? I don't. You know, Jada Fire ain't gonna hit tonight. I'm not gonna.
Yes,
lie
the fuck she will.
Get out of here.
What?
Get out of here.
Yes, the fuck she will.
Yo, look now.
Don't ever disrespect. Firstly, hold on. Don't ever disrespect Jada Fire like that.
It wasn't no damn disrespect. I'm just saying.
No, you said she not gonna hit. Nah, I need you to take that back.
She's not gonna hit the way when you think about somebody else, yeah.
That's cap.
Because you're trying to. I'm not. No, because I'm trying to see myself in this video. And I can't. I can't. And it's not her. I can't. When I'm thinking about her, yeah, I'm trying to back to her. You know, I need her to send me a couple of nudie dudes. You know, looty ludes. You know, the bra pick.
Maybe it's just me, but I've gotten to the point where I can't, like, be to a nude.
Really?
Just, like, a nude picture? Yeah, it does
nothing
for me.
I mean, no,
me.
I feel that. I've upgraded to videos, too. I need
it does, like, nothing for me.
I need a vid, you know what I mean?
Middle school me? Oh, yeah, I would have took that all day.
Nigga,
but, like,
middle school me would have taken a picture of a left titty and been like, yeah, that's fine. Not
took,
even the whole...
I would have took a picture of, like, an elbow crease and found a way. I would have found a way.
No, but yeah, as you get older, it's just like, it's like Spuddies.
Like, we have 4K porn. What am I doing with one singular image?
Yeah, and that's the thing. It do gotta be multiple images. It just can't be one
that's
image.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's not early high school no more. Like, we've upgraded.
One image, I'm just gonna be like, alright, cool. And I'm gonna move on about my day. A slethra of images, like, maybe like 5 or 6 to 10, yo, look, I'll be in the back.
Now we can talk, yeah.
Right, you know what I mean? And these are all different angles? You mean tell me I got like 3 titty angles, a panty shot, then you got one video of you twerking, and it's like, oh.
Don't get me wrong, I like seeing it.
Fantastic.
I like viewing it. I'm like, oh, damn, okay, that's a great picture. I like that a lot.
That is smooth.
But as like beat material, it's not happening.
That's crazy. You have my respect.
Yeah.
You have my entire respect. She taken... God. I like the fact that we can just talk about shit.
Yeah.
Where were we though? I like.
We're in the middle of Tiryu having her first time with Kazu, and you know, she's just very happy with I guess the performance. I don't know.
I wonder if he was a virgin though.
I don't think he was. I hope not.
Because this is professional amounts of meat.
He's doing the damn thing.
Right.
But then again, that could really just be like...
The potion?
I was thinking the potion. But also, it's like, I don't think I've ever seen an entire where they've animated, like... Unless it was, like, NTR, where a dude has been, like, bad at sex.
Okay, that's fair.
But the only reason they animated him, like, being bad at sex is just, like...
To humiliate.
Yeah, to show the stark contrast between him and the dude that she actually wants to be with.
Ah.
Or she ends up being with, I should say.
Right. Oh, just like, I can't remember what that one hentai was called, but yeah.
We've watched a lot of NTR, so
I wanna
you can really name
one.
Any of them.
I'm not going to lie, I want to watch another one, because I swear that I get the most fired up, because if I was in that situation, bruh, if I was, a lot of niggas crash out over a girl. It's one thing to get your chick taken, it's another thing for when they send you a video. I'm pulling out the yop. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah.
I got to pull out the yop. We haven't watched Law and Order in a while. I got to pull out the
yop. You talking about Tomei Dori?
I don't know. What did he say? I don't know if I'm more ashamed that she did that or the fact that I beat my meat to it.
Yeah. He getting volume after volume. Whole DVD set.
Take your bitch volume 2. She out of there.
Cracking your bitch volume 15.
But you know what? That's not happening to my man Kazu. He said, because they asked him too. There was like, so, you know, typically we don't trust humans. Like, so you going to keep this a secret? He was like, well, yeah, I decided I was going to keep it a secret because, you know, if somebody were to find out about a girl like Mana, I would fear that they would just like try to prey on her and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know what? That is the realest thing I've ever heard in a hentai.
That's a real ass thinking.
Then I thought about it and I was like, no, that nigga's selfish. Nah, that's I still agree with the first point. He a little selfish. I would be too, though. You found a holy grail of holes, and you mean to tell me you're not gonna keep that to yourself under wraps? It's one thing. It's cool when I do it. It's a problem when y'all do it. I'm not letting it happen. You're not about to take advantage. And again, she also told him about the slavery. We not doing that. Look. We not doing that.
Indubitably.
We don't do that. So, I want to talk about the mom so bad.
We're getting there. We're just about there.
I really want to.
It's
talk.
After the first time that they have like their thing to you and Kazu, they go back and forth. Like Mana is like, it's my turn, and then Tiryu is like, okay, but it's me after you. And then like they're just going back and forth. Stop. And then a couple of days pass, and he's still throwing
days. That's how long
the potion really had that nigga booted.
A honey pack typically lasts about 2 to 3 days at the longest. At the longest. You mean to tell me this brother's been throwing hip sun up to sun? And you still have limitations. You still do get tired. You still do get worn out. This brother said, nah, I got balls full of bottomless skeet. That man is an all-you-can-eat shrimp buffet at Chili's. He got... What?
Endless meat.
And they're like, yo, look, we can't go no more.
Yeah, he beat to the point where they're like, all right, you're done.
And you see them on the bed, just cream-covered, you know, cream pie, everything. That brother filled them to the brim, ovaries on max, loaded
just, like,
up.
Huffing and puffing, like, and trying to catch their breath. Like, damn, I know it smelled crazy in there.
Oh.
I just know it smelled crazy. Like, I know it smelled right.
You know
shit,
what bothered
man.
Me? He got fully dressed, too.
Fully dressed.
What? Well, all
we ain't seen a net person take a shower.
Not a shower, a wet wipe.
They didn't even go to, like, a lake and take a bath.
That nigga didn't need, he didn't need electrolytes, no water, nothing. He was just, I'm cool. Just to go outside and get introduced by probably the most important character.
Best girl. Best character.
And if you don't know why, because typically what happens in the beginning of the episode is Radar announced the tags.
Yeah.
There's a reason we ain't do it this time. Because enters the MILF.
Mm. The MVP, the GOAT.
I don't think I have to say it again, but I will. The MILF. The mother. I would like to fuck that her. And
she's just great, you know.
So she got key blast powers. I don't know. She was finna rocket launch like Hadouken this nigga, but she was like, oh.
Blaster beam.
Oh, wait, no, they told me about you. Oh, how you doing? So they just end up having a conversation. They're like, well, yeah, we don't typically trust humans because, like, they, you know, they're quick to enslave us and XYZ. And I'm like, oh, yeah, it's kind of fucked up, don't you think? Like, they didn't want to enslave y'all because whatever. But she was like, yeah, it's hard out here for a loot elf.
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
So they sitting next to each other in the stoop outside, and I'm pretty sure the mom could smell the stank from the inside. He opened the door, and the shit came out wafting.
It's like, in a cartoon, they have like stink lines coming out of a person.
That needs to be like, in this, it would need to be like pink. Well, it could stink, so it could be green, but I'd say pink. I don't know.
Nah, that shit is a gutter. A green color. It's, there's no way that room did not smell crazy.
I'm trying to figure out.
Just like, sex by itself has a specific stench.
Yeah, it does, but it's like lingering sex plus like lingering sweat plus
sweat,
like lingering
body
like
odor.
Yeah, bro,
like, and to think you were locked in that room for days,
and then on top of that, bro, I see a single towel for the nut, bro, so it's like
for
days. Yeah, we gonna have to talk about that.
You smell terrible.
You're smelling,
there's no way you don't smell terrible.
Smelling ooh-wee. Nah, that's facts. But back to this MILF right here. She said, yo, look, I ain't gonna lie. Oh, yeah, that elixir? I made it. That's me. I'm the bartender, the genius concoction that put that together.
She put that shit together.
And she said, oh, yeah, that was... Damn, your meat, though? That was the first thing I noticed when you popped up outside.
Because somehow, some way, this nigga's still raging.
On hard. And you... How? Nah, I ain't gonna lie to you. Like,
at that point, I genuinely doubt that you can actually feel your meat.
No sensitivity. That brother
nerve endings are gone.
You gotta imagine how his balls feel, because they say excessive ejaculation can cause testicular pain.
Yeah, I agree. It does. But, like,
so this
mother. Maybe the elixir take care of that. Yeah, you know,
the elixir takes care of not needing water either. Like
Elvis magic, you know. Shit. They know something I don't.
Yeah, you're right. You know, I'm not elf. Maybe that's a trade secret with elves. It's on what they call a need to know basis.
Right.
It's for me to know and for you to not find out. You know what? I'm talking shit. You know, maybe because I'm jealous. I don't get no elf bitches.
Me either.
Sure wish I did.
But yeah, she notices the bulge and she's like, why don't I help you with that?
You're cool with the fact that I just like completely plumberfied. I'm talking about pipe down your daughters. You're cool with that?
Completely slutted them out.
Oh.
Treating them like, just like fuck toys. You know what I'm saying?
Well, your turn.
Right. So, you know, she throws a neck. And I gotta say, this is the best neck in the entire series.
You might as well just skip to episode 2. Maybe not. I forgot there is one scene where he is beating up Tiryu outside too, by the way.
Yeah,
like, you know, doing it in this position feels so like lewd. Duh, you are getting slutted. That is a I slut you out position. You are a wire.
Yeah.
And but after you watch the mom, you realize where they got it from. She get it from her mom.
Yeah, like that head was crazy. Can't even lie. I was like, damn, they really outdid themselves in that one scene.
Brick
might have been the best scene in the entire series. Like I can't lie.
Brick, and I couldn't. I just
she was tough. You know, obviously he busts. Who wouldn't bust in that situation?
Him, because he had, or me after going like 6,000 rounds. Like, bro, I can't feel my legs anymore. I can't. That motherfucker has to have like superhero legs for real. Because you ever like have sex so hard that like your legs are wobbly?
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah,
right. But I mean, you gotta think about now. Multiply that times 2, and for 3 days straight, that brother got jelly legs. Gelatinous.
So she's like, okay, well, you know, I don't already throw the neck. Let's take it further and see what you're like in the sack, so to speak.
Crazy.
So she gets on top, and at first Kazu was like apprehensive because he's like, wait a second, you have daughters, like, don't you got a husband? And she's just like, nah, I got a husband. I just, you know, we do sperm donations in our community. And you're like, oh,
yeah. She was like, what she said? She said, elves, elvish men have low sex drives.
Yeah.
I said, imagine being born as an elf knowing that the fucking game is stacked against you.
I mean, that's why they made the elixir, so.
You got, but that's my thing. You had to get an outside source, bro. Like, low sex drive, you don't see what your wife look like? You don't see what the head of this elf village look like?
I mean, shit.
Big booty. So this makes me wonder, are dark elfish men like that? You know, is there a problem with the DEC? Instead of the beat, the DEC is crazy. The DEC, the dark elf cock, you know what I mean? The DEC.
Shit, maybe.
I don't know. We look, Bunny Walker, if you are happening to listen, if you are so happening to listen, I need me a dark elf. Like, I need this
more,
same
shit, more elves,
but in reverse, where it's just dark elves. And the guy has the ability. I can write a hentai plot just real quick. Dude gets caught in a different world. I don't want to say it's like an isekai or anything like that, but he kind of like my man Kazu. But he runs up in the middle of like a war between like light elves and dark elves. Dark elves is losing. You feel what I'm saying? But they gonna kill him because they think he a spy. But he's not really a spy. He a real ass nigga. And he like, well, shit. I mean, hold on. I can give y'all semen if you let me live, right? And he does that. So he holds him hostage for a semen, but he ends up fucking him so damn good, he becomes Dark Elf King, G.
Okay. At first, I was like, you're basically just describing me. She could have an elf no more.
Right. And then they enslave the Light Elves, G.
What is it with you in slavery? Why they gotta be slaves?
Because they're the ops. They're the allies top left. They was losing. They was losing. He need to get. They gotta get back. for all the dark elves that died, for all the dark elves that laid rest in their grave who ain't alive for me to pipe. That's their fault. They the ops. I know. I want my ops. That's top op. That's my favorite op right
now. My favorite op.
My favorite op. Yeah, I'm trying to smoke on wood elf peg. Yes, sir.
So I mean, shit. It is what it is.
He said, "Was with you in slavery."
But like, what was I about to say? I lost my train of thought because I was thinking about one of the reasons that the mother was like, "I want to try, you know, I want to see the effects of the elixir on you because I know what it does to an elf man. So you're a human, so I didn't realize how potent it was going to be." So she kind of feels responsible for taking care of his meat.
And she was like, "Well." I made my bed. I guess I'm going to lie on it.
Right, and so they're going at it. They're going crazy.
Meat beat banana.
Straight cheek beatage. Clapping. And about I guess like halfway through, perhaps the sisters come out of the house.
So mom, you trying to take our man?
She's like, "Oh wow, okay, that's crazy. You know, he was just with us. Now he with you.
That's crazy.
But hey." There's plenty of meat to go around, clearly.
He a forest boy.
Clearly. He's a forest boy summer. He belongs to the forest. He is not yours, he's ours type shit.
Yeah. He's not yours, it's just your turn.
Exactly. Exactly.
And he did it. And they did that. They... Hold on. I'm trying to get to a specific part of this hentai that I really, really like. And hold on. Give me a briefity deep second. Actually, I keep forgetting we can cut shit in videos. I've played Resident Evil before.
You think the audio for the anti is going to play through the mics?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Yeah, remember, there's no output. There's only input. God, I'm trying to fucking find it. Look, they just in the back creeping. That's crazy. First of all, okay. Another thing that I kind of want to address about Bunny Walker, just really, see, look, yeah, I didn't.
Okay, but.
All right, so hold on. All right, so that red line would be run. So the thing I want to address about Bunny Walker is the simple fact that they do water effects so damn good.
Right, yeah.
And the shit gets...
Maybe not even just water, just like liquid effects.
Yeah, when he's hitting the mom from the back, I'm like... And the little jiggle physics and the folds that she has, I'm like, yo, look. I don't like... I've never done a safari, but I'm finna go cougar hunting for real. Because they ain't no way. I need to see what that be like in real life. There's no way, bro. She fighting back. They're both throwing hip. And they...
It's a great scene.
If you haven't watched episode 2, bro, I just need y'all to do so.
Hi, Key. You might only need to watch episode 2.
Factual statement. Because, I mean, episode 2... Episode 1 is kind of just setting the foundation for, like, what you need to do. Or what the whole premise of the hentai is, but you can learn all that in episode 2. They do a basic recap. You might like context. It's not that hard. Context clues would have given you what they did. There's a scene where Mana is riding him, like reverse cowgirl, and I'm like, Bunny Walker did it again.
Yeah, man.
Bunny Walker did it again. Bunny Walker did it again. So the lesson I'd say to learn, the lesson I'd say that I picked up from this hentai, never be afraid to adventure. Because there might be some bitches on the other side of your journey. I would like, I'd say out of all the hentais we've watched in a while, Kazu. Kazu's that guy.
Yeah.
He just played it. Kazu, this is a lesson we can all take from Kazu. Kazu didn't try too hard. And that's, I feel like what a lot of men fail to realize is when it comes to, like, impressing a woman, it doesn't take a lot. You don't have to be bloodhounding and, you know what I mean, completely boisterous in front of this woman. Just play it cool. And if it just doesn't go right, then you know that's not the woman for you. But eventually there's gonna be a girl who feels that riz. She's trying to be all in the biz. And Kazu, he did that. You just it right place, right time. And every one of us, every one of my listeners can be that right place at the right time. And it ain't even gotta be for women, just everything in life. Just don't be afraid to venture out. Be cool. Man, oh golly. Shout out to Kazu.
Because
So
it's cool.
you know, we need to make a ranking for like hentai pro tags too and give them like clout. So right now our most infamous I still think is hold on, wait a minute.
Infamous and good are two different things.
That's what I'm saying. Infamous, famous versus infamous. Like our top hentai's top op or top sim.
Top up.
And then you know what I mean? Yeah, hentai's biggest simp and hentai's biggest pimp. All right, biggest simp, I don't think it goes to Yusuke. And I'm gonna tell you why. Yusuke got cheated on by circumstance.
Right.
All right. I can't remember what the other dude's name is in that one.
From Atomidori?
Yeah.
Shit, I don't remember his name
That
either.
that's top simp.
Yeah.
That's top simp. I don't care. That you knew your girl was cheating on. You watching the video, nigga, this is video evidence of this shit. And then you let your sister tag you. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Now you're taking L. Kazu top him. That's I don't care. This man, first of all, there was no demons involved to try. Oh, actually, no, hold on. It might not be Kazu. I don't remember the char main characters in Tsukebe Elf no Mori. He is between him and Kazu. But I give Kazu the clout, A, because I know his name, but B, because he got mom daughters. That's pimp shit. I'm sorry. I don't care. Both of them took an elixir, so you can't go with that whole, well, you know, one of them had an assist. No, they both had assists. Yeah, I'm gonna have to give it to the other dude though, because he got dark elves. Damn. Kazu's runner up though. I think I've said everything I need to say about this hentai online too. What about you?
We didn't give him EB meter score.
That's a factual statement. Hold on, let me pause it. All right, and so
yeah, as far as rating goes, for the MeeBee meter, patent pending MeeBee meter, the new and improved 15-point scale for me, I'm gonna give this an 11 out of 15. For those of you that may not know, the 15-point scale really is just a better way of being a little bit more precise when it comes to really getting how I feel about this sort of thing. So 1 to 5 is bad. 5 to 10 is good. It's okay. It's
That's
average.
all right.
And then 10 to 15 is above average.
So
to great to perfect. So
oh
yeah,
yes,
right at 11 is like right there above good and the low end of great.
I feel like if they, yeah, I could agree. I feel like if they add another episode, they could probably improve on the premise that they have now. Maybe
Yeah.
make it more of like a.
Yeah, maybe one more episode just to, I don't know, add another body.
If they do
Preferably a
another
dark sim.
episode, we will review it.
Yeah, preferably a dark sim. But yeah, maybe add another body, maybe add some more sex scenes. Because honestly, it felt kind of short.
Yeah. Each of the episodes were like 16 minutes long, but
Yeah.
like if you exclude the intro, which is like 30 seconds, and the ending, which is like 4 minutes, it's only like a 10-minute hentai.
Yeah.
And if you want to include the sex scene, I think it's like sex scenes in both of them probably be less than maybe 9 minutes.
Although they were good 9 minutes.
Not really good. No, it's facts. But
Yeah.
yeah, it was only like it wasn't that long. It felt like it came and went, and so did I. But it was really nice. I would watch it again.
Yeah, I would.
Just
I maybe.
No, I'm probably gonna end up watching it again. It's
Maybe
gonna go
episode
on my
two for sure.
hentai playlist when I make the hentai playlist. This is exactly where it's going.
Yeah,
And
maybe episode two for sure.
right, yeah, right. I'm not starting at one again. No, I
I
gotta
don't
go
know.
back to two for the inspiration.
Yeah.
When I, you know, maybe when I'm getting a couple of OCs drawn in the future, that's peak inspiration right
Maybe
there.
put them in the same costume that the girls were wearing. That'd be pretty good. Oh, I didn't even mention it has a doujin.
Oh
Yeah, I
yeah.
didn't even mention it. It does have a doujin. It's three chapters. Each chapter is dedicated to one girl. So, the first chapter is all Mana, and then the second chapter is all Tiryu, and the third chapter is all the mom, like, their own separate chapter, and the art in the dojo looks great. It's yep. like damn near 1-to-1 with the hentai. So shout out Bunny Walker for animating it. Shout out to the author and illustrator that drew the great inspiration for Bunny Walker to, you know, really put their blessing on it.
Put their whole entire foot in it.
Yeah.
I just think so. What gets me about those different types of like the doujins and stuff like that is, yo, doujins really be having to put their whole entire like back into it. And this one, in this particular case, when you watch it, like, it damn near, you're just like watching a colorless version of the actual hentai itself. It's really, really good.
Yeah. It's like I said, damn near 1-to-1.
Oh, you know, you just put the link in the description.
Yeah, I could do that. I can link the doujins. The link is probably going to be to, like, InHentai or whatever.
Right, right. Because, you know, everybody trusts InHentai. I do. I know hentai to read as recently as like, I don't know, they've increased their pop-up, so it's, like, not even cool to... They had the, in my opinion, Hentai Read had the best search engine, but yes, they fell off recently.
Yeah.
Disappointment.
I've always used InHentai or Sumino.
I've never used Sumino before. I need to. Does you know what? That's going to be the next one. I definitely need to use it.
I think it looks great.
Oof. Man.
So, yeah, if you're the kind of person that wants to read their porn as opposed to watch their porn, then, yeah, definitely give the dojin a look. Or if you're just interested in seeing what the dojin looks like, then, yeah, give it a look. Did you actually give your score? Because I know I said 11 out of 15.
I was agreeing with you, 11. I said 22 out of 30.
Okay.
So, I was like, it might as well, right, not to be confusing. It's the same thing, yeah, right? Not to be confusing people. Like, I don't want people to be like, damn, like, why they got two different meat beat meters sitting in the same office? Yeah, you were spitting facts when you were like, it's not bangable girl good, though.
Yeah. So that's 11 out of 15 is like a 73.
Right.
What is that as in like a out of 10? That's like a 7.3 out of 10.
You know what I'm saying? Because like 22 out of 30, that's still like 7. Yeah, I think a 7.3 as well.
Yeah, it's like a 7.3 out of 10. Okay. Which sounds harsh, but you have to understand. I don't want to be like the kind of nigga that's like, oh, this is a 10.
Right.
You know?
And then you go and watch it, and you're like, nigga, a 10? Yeah,
I have to be critical, especially with us having 40-plus episodes now at this point. Like,
right, and I agree with you. I would hate for us to give, like, Bangable Girl not a 10. Give Bangable Girl a 9, which we already know Bangable Girl goes in the Hentai Hall of Fame.
Yeah, Hall of Fame,
for but, sure. And then give something like this that's good, but not Bangable Girl good.
It's not better.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, if we were comparing hentais, I wouldn't be like, oh yeah, this is up there with Bangable Girl.
Yeah, like, I would much rather, even though Bangable Girl is a lot older, I would much rather recommend someone watch that than this.
Facts. I would still recommend somebody watch this just because if they're looking for, like, a fantasy hentai, or, you know, they're looking for, like, well, you know, one of those little fantasy girls, like, damn, you get two girls and a mom, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But Bangable Girl, you get Bangable Girls. That's a lot of booty. That's a lot of bitches. JK bitch, that's a lot of bitches. Yeah. Joshi Luck, that's a lot of bitches.
Speaking of Joshi Luck, we have to get on that, because there are like 6 episodes and we only talked about the first 2.
Right, that's 4 additional episodes, so be looking out for that episode soon. Damn, you know what? I know we try to keep this shit under an hour, we are over an hour. I mean, I feel like after you condense it won't be. But hey, we did it for y'all.
Yeah.
All right.
We're back. Hit us up on our socials. Instagram at Harem Bros, Twitter at Harem Bros. Hit the Discord. It's in the link to any of our social media pages. I'm gonna start trying to post clips on TikTok.
Facts. We should make skits. We should do anti-related skits. We need people for that. We can do that.
I don't know, we'll see. Email us at harembrospodcast@gmail.com if you're, I don't know, if you want to get shouted out on the podcast or whatever. What else? We're everywhere that you listen to audio. Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, SoundCloud, or not SoundCloud, but anywhere else.
Oh yeah, not fuck SoundCloud. And Jay-Z.
Yeah.
I don't really mean that. By the way.
Oh, YouTube. Harem Bros Productions, I want to say.
Yeah.
Harem Bros Productions. So, yeah. That's been episode 41. CKB Elf Tomboki.
Episode 41. We back.
In the books.
What does that do? Oh, this is your boy DJ Mario Demix. Come on.
All right, shit. Radar signing out.